On January 26th, 2011, this is Pulling You Number 32, Part 2, Refinements for Our Advanced Bridgehands Members. Thanks for coming back. I hope you enjoy this session. And we've got a lot of slides to go through here. I'd like to have some more time to get some hands-on, but with so much to cover, I'll try to, in the future, get some hands to play with. Let's go ahead and start with the slides. Okay, first off, let's take a look at the auction. One heart, one spade by opponent, one no trump. Well, this is the typical 8 to 10, maybe a good 7 points, and with 1.5, 2 stoppers. Okay, next up, how about if we rebid 2 no trump? Well, this promises 11 to 12 points and always 2 stoppers. And if we go all the way to 3 no trump, we're typically showing a good 12 to 15 points and no interest in going on further. Okay, the case of the long-running miner. Like the gambling 3 no trump, if any of you play that, that's where you might have ace, king, queen 7 times, little else on the outside. Well, let's take a look at that type of a hand from another perspective. It opens with opponent 1 heart. We now bid 3 hearts. Some kind of unusual auction here, isn't it? This implies we have a 7-card minor suit, headed by this ace, king, queen, kind of like that gambling 3 no trump. And it asks our partner to bid 3 no trump. So if our partner has the ace or a king in the opponent's suit, in this case, it's the heart suit is what we're curious about, we're asking our partner to go ahead and bid 3 no trump. Here's an auction that came up in a Bermuda Bowl with Eric Rodwell and Jeff Mexroth playing against the Pakistanis. And here was the hand. It went 1 heart. And here was the hand that was held. Ace, king, queen, 10, 7 times. Little else. The bid was 3 hearts. Partner said, yeah, I'll accept. I've got king 3 times in the opponent's heart suit. I've got some nice spades. I'm opening clubs, but I think that's probably partner's suit. Whoops, it wasn't partner's suit. It looked like it would have been, but it turned out it wasn't. They end up making a good auction and a good contract for a top score on that one. Okay, so it is a good convention if you understand it and like to play it. Next, 1 club by our side. An opponent goes 1 heart. And then 3 hearts by us. What is this? Well, jump cue bids require partnership agreements. They could mean different things to different players. Might be a transfer to 3 no trump with the suit, say, such as ace 3 times. We're not so sure if partners maybe got a queen doubleton. We want the lead coming to partner in that type of an auction. Or for others, 3 hearts might be a splinter bid showing shortness, a singleton or a void. With trump support. In this case, it would be support for the club suit. 2 ways to play it. If there is an auction, though, that goes 1 heart, 1 spade, and we go 3 spades in when our partner is open with a major, in that case, then yes, it's probably going to be a splinter. I don't think we're looking for 3 no trump when partner bid a major. So some of these specialized treatments tend to be where our partner has opened in a minor suit. Once again, requires partnership agreements. Okay, let's take a look at another auction. 1 heart by partner, 1 spade by righty, 2 spades by us. Okay, what is 2 spades? Well, 2 spades is invitational, typically with 10 or more points, and for many it shows heart support. However, for others, it's simply an all-purpose cue bid, perhaps interested in 3 no trump. We don't know yet, and it might only be holding 1 stopper. And in that kind of a situation, you don't want to bid some order of no trump. You may, at the next time around, cue bid spades again. Come around with 3 spades later, saying, partner, I have 1 stopper, but I'd like to have a little bit more. What do you think? So this would be a more advanced treatment, something to consider if you're into a lot of conventional treatments. And some of that, what we're going into today, so I hope they might help. Good things to discuss with your partner. Okay, next one. Partner opens 1 heart. Righty jumps to 2 spades. We really like the heart suit for partner. Probably shortness in the spade suit. We do 3 spades. And look at this. Our lefty says, yeah, I've got the rest of the spades, and goes to 4 spades. Well, now what? The auction, all of a sudden, they've got the master suit. They're at the 4 level. So, well, first off, openers rebids. If opener passes, that's a forward-going bid. At a minimum, you would expect the responder to do a double if responder doesn't want to go any further with some defensive tricks. Maybe several queens and jacks, doesn't have a lot of primary honors. Otherwise, the responder is just expected to bid, saying, I've got extras, I may be interested in slam. What do you want to do next? A double by the opener who started with hearts after four spades, if they do a double, it says, no, I don't have a lot of extras. I have a defensive hand, and I want us to stop right there. So if partner, if you're going to go on, you're on your own. And partner might. Maybe partner might pull the double with a lot of length in the hearts. Maybe was making this bid not so much based upon high card points, but was based upon length. Next, if the opener, after doing one heart, two spades, three spades, four spades, if you hear a five club or five diamond, this is a cue bit of control saying, I have interest in slam and I'm going forward. I'm going to bid some aces or kings, usually aces, could be shortness, we're not sure. And if partner goes to five hearts, this is a general slam ask. Some partnerships like to play this where it says, partner, I want you to do six hearts if you have either the ace or the king of spades. Why that, you ask? Well, perhaps partner has a singleton king, and if the other partner has a ace, you know, they both preempted, that king might be worth gold, even though it's a singleton. So that would be a reason how some people like to play an alternative treatment. More advanced agreements played by a lot of duplicate players once they reach 1,000 master points or more. Okay, let's take a look at some easier things for us to get our hands around. And we're going to take a look at direct versus pass-out seat bidding. Borrowing a king, we sometimes say. So when we're in direct seat, we typically show extras when we make a free bid. Except when we have misfits. You know, that's one where we bid one suit and our partner bids another suit. Kind of sounds like the married couple. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, folks? Okay. Then we have to consider whether we have a fit. What type of fit do we have? Another one, consider the vulnerability. If we're vulnerable versus not, or they are non-vulnerable. Another is consider the onside and offside tennises. So if you have ace-queen behind opponents, then that might be very useful. And of course, as important as anything at all, consider your partner's risk mitigation. If they like to make frisky bids, then you may want to texture yours a little bit. On the other hand, if partner is very risk averse, then sometimes you have to do what's best for the partnership. Okay, let's take a look now at losing trick count. This is going to be something that would be helpful, I think, for a lot of our players to take another way at doing hand evaluation. We always get in the habit of counting high card points. And yes, we look at our primary secondary honors, but when we do have a fit, either a semi-self-sustaining suit ourself or a fit with partner, we should take a look at how many tricks we can make. And this is what the discussion is here. So, a typical opening hand is seven losing trick count. We have six tricks, we have about seven losers, and this is about the 12 to 15 point hand. With a six losing trick count, that's maybe a little bit more. We might have 16, 17 points, or we could actually have a 12 to 15 point hand, but it might be a two suitor, in other words, a 5-4-3-1 or a 5-4-2-2, a more distributional hand where we don't have a lot of losers. Figure that a good non-committal partner, the responder, will, on average, have about two cover cards. Maybe your partner hasn't even bid yet. Figure partner for two cover cards at most. If partner has bid a new suit, well, might have a ace and a king. Could, on a bad day, just be an ace and a queen. But on average, we would figure about two covers per partner. That'll be helpful, I think, in terms of these competitive auctions. Okay, let's take a look at another auction, speaking of competitive auctions, where we bid one diamond, and then we hear two clubs by righty. Remember, we talked about that earlier in the general lesson. This is tough. When we don't have four cards in one of the majors, this is a tough situation. What do we do if we got 10 points in this type of hand? Well, how about a pass playing it as forcing, partners? It's a good treatment. We don't like to let the opponents have it for two of a minor suit. in a competitive duplicate bidding, then yes, we're going to go ahead and play this as a forcing auction. You want to get your partner in tune to this agreement so that you can be effective competitors. Otherwise, you get in these awkward situations where you have to make doubles and you've only got 3-3 in the majors, and that doesn't work out well. Of course, it doesn't apply when you have misfits, if you have adverse vulnerability, and you or your partner are past hands. Maybe you just don't want to let them play it. Preempts. We spoke, everybody loves preempts. What about when we start with a preemptive, like two diamonds, they bid two spades, and now we do a double? Well, this would be penalty-oriented. This is not part of our negative double system. Our partner may pull it, say, you know, I want to go back to three diamonds. It could be that partner's a little embarrassed with their opening. Maybe it was queen, jack, 10, six times in diamonds. But still, our intention with the double is for penalty. This is not part of the negative double system. Okay, how about with one diamond by partner, three clubs by righty, and we do a double? Well, typically we do have 4-4 in the majors. What if we've got more than 4-4? What if we've got 5-5? Well, with something like that, we can go ahead and bid four of their suit. One diamond, three clubs by righty, we go four clubs. This implies 5-5 in the majors. How about an auction where it goes one club and they go to the three level? It's always diamonds, hearts, or spades, not clubs, as we spoke before. And we do a double now. Have you heard of the thrump double? That stands for a concatenation of three, no trump, double. Interesting. Here's how it works. By the way, this was invented by Marty Bergen and coined and popularized by Eric Rodwell, world-class player. First off, the responder has 10 or more points and certainly denies stoppers in the right-hand opponent suits, so no interest in playing in three no-trump. The responder does not have a five-card major, obviously, and responder certainly does not have three-card support for a major, so we're not looking to go in a major suit. Good bid to think about. Okay, more on preempts. What about when it gets up into the ozone, into the ionosphere, into the way out outer space? Now how do you play your agreements? Let's take a look. First cluster, let's take a look at the situation where it starts one club, four hearts by righty, and we go for no trump. Well, first off, if we doubled, we would be showing that we would have four spades. If we had five spades, we'd gladly go ahead and bid our spade suit, sign off in four spades. But in this case, where we bid four no trump, we're saying that we have the minors, clubs and diamonds. Same if our partner opens the diamonds, clubs and diamonds. If our partner opens a spade and it goes four hearts, we're saying clubs and diamonds. All right, let's look at the next cluster. One level by our partner, and now they go up to four spades. Well, the auction has gotten kind of lofty, hasn't it? If we do a double at this point, it's neither fish nor fowl. We're showing cards, and it's a tendency to penalize, but our partner is going to have to make the final decision. They're trying to steal the auction. They're at the maximum four level, and partner has to make the best decision. This is a cooperative decision. Almost all the oxygen is out of the room, right? Okay, and the last cluster, a little bit different. Let's explore that. Our righty has gone to four spades. Our partner has opened a minor, and this time instead of a double, we do four no trump. Well, we want to do a takeout. This is not four no trump to play, and it shows the unbid suits. Only works this way on the majors. Remember in hearts, when they bid hearts, it tended to show the minors. But when you play against four spades, it shows the unbid suits. So if partners start with a club, we're showing diamonds and hearts. Great. We want to try and find that heart fit. And if they started with a diamond, we've got clubs and hearts. Once again, we're looking for the heart fit. Interesting. Okay, next. How about when the right-hand opponent doubles? Nope, sorry. Negative doubles are off in these situations. How about the situation where partner opens with a one level, diamonds, hearts, or spades? There's then a double, and we bid two clubs. Well, two clubs is just a play. It shows maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points, depending upon the length of the suit. But it's no interest in going any further. And although it's a two-level bid, this is one of those rare elements where you can pass. Okay, opener. This is not a 10-point or more five-and-dime bid because Righty has shown they have a full opening hand, a little exception to our normal rule. Next, one spade by partner, or another bid. Double by Righty. If we do redouble, that shows 10 points. Denies support for partner's major. We do not have three spades. How about one club by the opponent? This is not by us this time. One club by the opponent. Our partner does the takeout double. Our Righty now does a redouble, showing 10 points or more. And it's our bid. Well, if we do a jump to the two level, not in partner suit, what are we doing here? Well, we know that there's about 34, 35 points already between these three hands, right? Opening hand, 12 points here, 10 points or more here, not much here. So this would show a tendency to have a six-card suit, maybe king, queen, 10 six times, or a five-card suit, ace, queen, be nice if it was 10 five times, just maybe ace, queen five times, and we're non-vulnerable. Unless you have a strong propensity for pain. You know what I mean. Okay, next. Let's take a look at one spade, a double, and we go to no trump. What is this? Well, this is the Jordan convention. This is saying you have three or four card spade support. It's artificial enforcing. And why do you need this agreement? Because the other alternative would be one spade, double. If we went to three spades, the modern treatment is not invitational, it's preemptive. They're doubling for hearts, and we go not to two spades, but to three spades. We're making a preemptive treatment. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this extra lesson today. We got into some really kind of fun things. Some of them are fairly advanced. Don't expect you to play all of them. But some of them, like the losing trick count and cover card evaluation, I think you'll probably profit from some of those. And other ones such as when you're making a free bid versus in the pass-out seat, borrowing a king. If you need to, you might want to go through this a couple other times. Take a look at it. Show it to your friends. Make sure that your partners are in tune with your agreements. Okay, thanks for coming. Have a great day and a good time playing bridge. Bye now.